Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is another episode of the American Family Farmer. Hello, welcome. I'm Doug Steffen, and I am an American Family Farmer. I'm an American broadcaster, so I'm a family broadcaster, because the programs that I do, whether it be this one, the American Family Farmer, or the Talk Radio Countdown, or the DJV Health Program, or the DJV Show that's heard daily around the country, all of them are family-friendly. I'm very interested in connecting the dots when it comes to families and what they can hear on the radio. And so there are a lot of things that happen on my various programs that are sort of full of variety, I guess. And that holds true for the American Family Farmer, because we focus on food, the farm, and the family. All of them are very important, it seems to me, in the overall scheme of things. And each week as we have these conversations, I start out by bringing you up to date on three or four important news stories that affect the family farmer. You won't hear any conversation here about the big agribusinesses, although I thought it was interesting this week that there were a couple of congressmen that are focused on the United States Postal Service because of the impact that having fewer deliveries and the slowdown in service will have on farmers. Because there's no, as was the case with network neutrality, not network, but net, what they call net neutrality, where the Fios, the AT&T, all of the big providers were going to yank the service because it wasn't profitable in rural America, which of course would have left farmers at a distinct disadvantage, because today we all know we have to be connected on social media via the internet and using those tools. So the fact that now the Postal Service, after that blow to farmers, the Postal Service now says that it wants to cut out certain delivery and services. It'll take you a week longer to get your mail, and that affects farmers and rural Americans more than anybody else. And as usual, it's pretty typical of administrations of people who don't come. You know, Trump was a perfect example of this. He had the world's worst ag secretary in Sonny Perdue, and his attention to agriculture was nil, because he's a New Yorker that eats hamburgers three times a day and doesn't know from nothing about where food comes from and cares less. So, and yet the farmers stuck with him because of the so-called conservative nature of his administration. Yeah, there were some things there, but the farmer was not helped, don't kid yourself, by anything that was done by Sonny Perdue. He helped himself and his pals plenty, but he didn't help the family farmer. And so we have the Biden people come along now. And they want to break up the, or at least they say, will proof will be in the pudding, they want to break up the monopolies that are now really taking over agriculture. It's a good move. It's probably the only thing that I see in the Biden administration that I like, because their tax policies are from hunger. But let's wait and see kind of how this, maybe by the end of the year we'll know more. But certainly you should be in touch with your congressperson and tell them and send emails and letters and whatever that you do not want the Postal Service to slow down on their deliveries. This week was Farmer Week around the country. In fact, Farmer Day, as acknowledging agriculture, one of the world's oldest and most vital professions. Matter of fact, I think farming is second only to prostitution, isn't it? Don't they say prostitution is the world's oldest profession? Well, farming is the second oldest. Farmers have to be important. They are contributors to economic growth, for sure, feeding people. Many folks, even 100 years ago, pretty much fed themselves. There were many more people living on the land. Everybody had their own big garden. They were able to process and save. Everybody had a root cellar in the barn, and they would put their potatoes and carrots and beets and stuff in there to hold for the winter. There were a lot of different things that were done by individuals, gardening. Everybody had a cow, you know, that kind of stuff. Now, people don't even know the nature of dairy. They don't know the nature of farming, the nature of growing. So it is important that we have a farmer's day so people can focus on the real truth about farming and food in America. Actually, this Farmer's Day used to be called Old Farmer's Day, and it was National Farmer's Day, I think, once. The celebration of the hard work farmers do. Problem is, outside the family farm, and even on many family farms, it isn't the family that's doing the work anymore because of the conditions on the farm. That is how farmers are paid. If it's in your blood, you kind of want to stay. It was not in my blood. I got onto the farm when I was young because I was basically escaping from my house, and I went across the street to the farm, and that's where it all began. My lifelong appreciation and love for cows and for growing and for the farm, and it helps me, frankly, ground myself given the other things that I spend my time on. So this date came around in October because it's the harvest season, obviously. Farmers are participating in a lot of festivities this week and last weekend. And I've seen, it was because of the harvest moon, I've seen these things last for the whole month. But the bottom line is, National Farmers Day, to acknowledge the farmer. Make sure you know where you can get the best produce. I know more and more people have found the farms, at least around here where I am in Massachusetts. The harvest time for the two people that I know in my community, my farm is between two other farms. I'm a cattle person, so I raise Jersey replacement heifers on my farm, and I've got a lot of things that are family friendly. The ducks and the chickens and the geese and the, well, the geese aren't there. I don't like geese. People ask me, where are the geese? I say, they're nasty. They really are. Swans and geese, nasty. Oof. But I have a goat. We just actually put saved a pony at rescue, and a miniature donkey. So those are the sort of things. And then, but I have a real farm, too. I grow and harvest lots of hay. And so I say, it wasn't to be pejorative, I have a real farm, too, in addition to all of the animals that I have that are just there to have people come and enjoy them. But certainly, farmers' festivals are important this time of year. And we can't, I don't think we can let the scientific developments in farming techniques take over. It's important to have them, but we still have to understand where the food really comes from. And even though hydroponics is something that's big and coming into vogue, it still is, it's not what I consider to be real farming. That's just me. I want to acknowledge some farmers, lifelong farmers, who have been working hard to have people understand what goes on, what it takes to make a living out of agriculture, and have gone public in a lot of social media circumstances. I saw the story of one farmer from Hancock County, Ohio, who invited a lot of people to come in and see the farms as his farms as they were harvesting the various crops that they had there. It really is good because people don't have a concept, don't have a clue. I see kids on my farm all the time. They don't know anything about anything when it comes to food. So you're invited to come spend an hour on this fellow's farm. You can take a ride in a combine, see firsthand what goes into harvesting crops there, and then how they prepare them for shipping if they're going to move off the family, learn about the machinery on the farm, and how people have to, you know, I mean, there's a safety factor for all of this stuff. But it's a good way to charge $25 for access to the farm and to learn about things, and it's a worthwhile thing, especially this time of year. And the final note, I've been studying the prices of food and the fact that there already are shortages in some foods at the grocery store. The items that are packed in aluminum, which have nothing to do with what's being grown, but that's going to be another problem. The things, vegetables, soups, that sort of thing, because of COVID, the processing plants have not had enough of this material. It's like the chips in cars. You know, there's not enough of them, so this slows down the production of everything. But in the meantime, we all have to eat. So where's the food going to come from? I think it's a question that we need to be much more focused on than we are. In a moment, we're going to meet Joslyn Bridson, who has a program called All for Farmers. I think you're going to find this to be fascinating, and we'll get to it right after this. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well-made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Each year, Ally Financial offers 50 students from historically black colleges and universities the chance to showcase their business savvy and compete for more than $200,000 in scholarships and internships. Ally's Natalie Brown.
The Moguls in the Making competition has become a driving force to forge new opportunities for HBCU students and to foster economic mobility.
The competition is presented by Ally, the Thurgood Marshall College Fund, entertainer Big Sean's Sean Anderson Foundation, and new this year, special contributions from actor Terrence J.
As a proud alumnus of an HBCU, I know the vital role they play in supporting and empowering black students.
Teams pitch their business ideas and take part in mentoring sessions.
An opportunity like this that allows students to step up and show their skills is so important to helping them reach their full potential.
This year's winning team, North Carolina A&T State University, developed a renewable energy business plan to help low-income families. For more, go to ally.com/moguls.
Back to the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. The fact that I was just talking about farmers, the time of year we're in, National Farmer Day, National Farmer Week, National Farmer Month. So there's no time like now to thank farmers and acknowledge the work that goes into feeding you and other people in your town, in your state, in the country, in the world. Last year at the height of the pandemic, there was a new campaign started called the All for Farmers Initiative. It was launched to help farmers across the country who are facing financial hardship, and that's pretty much everybody that we talk to every week on this program. So I want to find out how the partnership works, and I've invited Joslyn Bridson, who is from the program, to explain. Hi, Joslyn. How are you doing? Welcome.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
How are you involved? Where do you fit into this?
So I am the Director of Environment and Community Impact at Tillamook County Creamery Association. So we are a dairy cooperative formed in 1909, actually, in Tillamook, Oregon. So I know you're out in Massachusetts, but way on the other coast. Over a century old, and we're actually owned by 80 farming families in Tillamook County, Oregon. And so you might hear cheeses, our yogurts, our ice creams, and I know you love local food, but we have gone national, and we do try to do clean labels and recognizable ingredients for our products. So that's a little bit about Tillamook. Last year, we recognized the need to support farmers during the pandemic. I know that you talk about farmers every week and the struggles that they face. We really recognized that farmers were having trouble, especially smaller farmers. So we partnered with the American Farmland Trust. They're really the only national organization that takes this holistic approach to farming, where they focus on land preservation, agricultural practices, as well as, of course, the farmers.
All right. So hold that thought. I want to pick that up in a moment. We'll pause for a second for a word from your local stations on the American Family Farmer.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm.
Doug Steffen here with Jocelyn Bridson, who is the Director of Environmental Community Impact for Tillamook. This is the perfect solution for dairy farmers. And more, Jocelyn, I'm a dairy guy. I raise Jersey replacement heifers on my farm. If you are near a computer, you can go to Eastley Farm, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com, or you can go on to Facebook and see what I do there. I used to milk 130 cows. We sold about 100 gallons of raw milk a day. We made cheeses. We had ice cream. We did all of that sort of thing. And there were times I didn't want to go it alone, but because of where I am, there aren't a lot of people close by who are doing the same thing. But there were some others in the state, out in the western part of the state in southern Vermont, who got together to do the same sort of thing. And more of these things are taking place, are being formed, which is great because the dairy business, as you know, has been taken over, like most of agriculture, by the huge agribusinesses. The Dean Foods, the Suiza family have basically ruined it for the family farmer. So I love it when I see farmers get together and take their future into their own hands. And that's pretty much what Tillamook has done, right? Make your own future.
Yeah, I mean, back in 1909, the biggest challenge for our dairy farmers was getting our products, getting the milk over to Portland, because we have a coastal range in between. So they banded together. They decided to make cheese. Obviously, it's much more storable. It's less likely to go bad. And then they built a boat, the Morning Star, and they had a sailboat going into Portland bringing the cheese. So that's how it was formed.
Cool.
But we all know that, yeah, that cooperatives are really a successful strategy for farmers if, like you said, if it's convenient and where you're located.
Well, I think the whole co-op movement started with farmers. I remember when I was a kid, there was a grain store that was owned by all the local farmers. It's called Farmers Cooperative Exchange, and that's what it was. Farmers took, and that was, you know, some of the dairy co-ops that have been formed. But then what happens is, and it must, people have approached you, I'm sure they have, the bigger entities will come and gobble up the little guys, and then they'll get gobbled up, and we're back at the same situation where they, well, we can get milk cheaper from New York than we can from Oregon or whatever it is. That's happened all over New England. It's pretty disgusting, but that's the way it has happened. So how do you keep Tillamook from going down that road?
Yeah, we feel like we are a business that's rooted in stewardship. So one of our key stakeholders is thriving farms. And that's actually what the All for Farmers campaign was about last year that we kicked off. It was part of our commitment to do right by the future of farming. So committing ourselves not just internally to our farmers, but externally. So in 2020, for example, we raised $1.6 million for the American Farmland Trust for that program. Thank you. And it was actually their largest gift they've ever received at one time. And we kickstarted a wonderful program, their Brighter Future Fund. It's a grant program which received overwhelming interest. Over 500 growers applied for that. And ultimately, we awarded 130 grants to underrepresented farmers in 25 different states.
Yeah, I noticed that somebody in Massachusetts, and because this is a national program, I want to focus, keep the national focus, but I also do want to acknowledge the company Wilbraham, which is the place where Friendly's Ice Cream was started. They got a grant last year as an urban farm that relies on compost and crop rotation, and they got one of these grants. That's a great story. I want to talk a little bit more about that and how it's working in various parts of the country. I can tell you how I'm doing it and using it on my farm as we continue here in the next half hour of The American Family Farmer.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Build Back Better likely to be scaled back. President Biden saying yesterday the $3.5 trillion bill will probably be cut in order to pass the Senate. No exact figure given. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders among those who probably won't be happy with the smaller bill.
We came down from $6 to $3.5 trillion. Okay, that is a huge, huge compromise. So I think, at the very least, in my view, we have got to be at $3.5 trillion.
Sanders on CNN this week. Sanders, meanwhile, drawing criticism from West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin. Sanders writing an op-ed in support of the plan in the West Virginia newspaper. In response, Manchin says he will not vote for a reckless expansion of government programs, and no op-ed from a self-declared independent socialist is going to change that. A deadly police shooting in Houston. Three Harris County Constable deputies shot and one killed early this morning. Houston police say the officers were responding to a possible robbery at a bar, and when they tried to arrest or detain a suspect, they were ambushed. This is USA Radio News. Former President Bill Clinton remaining in a California hospital overnight. The 75-year-old undergoing IV treatments for a urological infection. The spokeswoman says all health indicators are trending in the right direction. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson laying flowers at a church today where a lawmaker was killed in an apparent terrorist attack. David Amos stabbed to death yesterday while meeting with constituents about 40 miles east of London. The suspect, a 25-year-old man with possible ties to Islamic extremism. COVID disrupting NFL Sunday for one team. The Arizona Cardinals will be without their head coach, an assistant coach, and a player for their game against Cleveland, all three coming down with COVID. Meanwhile, Brown University Dr. Ashish Jha, the PBS NewsHour yesterday, looking at where we are in the COVID fight.
I believe the worst of the pandemic is behind us at this point. That doesn't mean we're out of the woods. We have some tough days. And the key point is pandemics are always, they're always changing and they always pose new challenges. And we just have to be flexible as we get through the next 3 to 6 months.
He adds booster shots are an important part of preventing breakthrough infections and keeping people safe. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Moving back into our discussion about All for Farmers, what a great program. Jocelyn Bridson is the Director of Environment and Community Impact for Tillamook, which is one of the farmer-owned cooperatives that's a focus here, bringing the market to the people instead of it going into some big conglomerate and getting lost. And that's one of the things, especially you can make some hay now, Jocelyn, because there are more and more reports I've noticed. It's funny how it's just funny. Well, people have been told for years that milk was bad for them, that it'll cause clogging in the arteries, it'll do this, it'll do that, don't drink milk. And then the Make Mine Milk campaign started, I don't know, maybe 35, 40 years ago. You're probably too young to remember it, but I remember it well. And so from that, Make Mine Milk, and then you see celebrities today drinking milk with a milk mustache. And it's kind of cool, and it brings the focus around to the qualities of milk, as long as it's, you know, is it's produced in a way that maintains its natural goodness, which I maintain the huge agribusinesses like Dean Foods and Suiza, they don't. That stuff, the Dairy Farmers of America, the stuff that they produce is crap. People like you that are doing what you're doing with the farmers maintain the value, the quality of the product, which is the most important thing. And then being able to support people who are having a tough time. Nobody's having a more difficult time than the dairy people. And to give these grants. So Agrid Organics in Wilbraham was the farmer I was talking about, using compost and crop rotation. I have a composting facility on my farm that I use for myself, and I also use it for people that want the compost. It's all natural leaves and things. We mix it with manure, and it comes. It's really quite the thing to actually watch it and see how it works and how the process of composting works. It's pretty fascinating, frankly. Mm-hmm. But these people use this grant to do what?
There are lots of examples, obviously over 130 from last year. We had some folks, for example, the Angeles Crest Creamery near Los Angeles, They were one of the grant recipients, and they were a goat ranch in the San Gabriel Mountains. And, you know, they used the grant to ensure that they can continue developing their products, their goat cheeses with low input and also climate change resilient model. So similarly, using cover crops. At Rise and Root Farm in Chester, New York, they received a $5,000 grant to upgrade their high tunnel greenhouse system to fully functioning greenhouse with water, electricity, and heat. And what that did for them was it extended their growing season up until the beginning of March. That really helps with that one extra turn of crops. You know, you probably know as a farmer, you can grow baby lettuce in 30 to 40 days, at least in the heat of the summer. But if you can start in March, you could probably pull that off within, you know, 50 to 60 days. So that helps extend their business and bring it to market faster.
Mm-hmm. I think this is fabulous. The American Farmland Trust, you said, was your partner. I wonder about the play. The National Farmers Union has been pretty good at helping people along these lines, and so has the American Farm Bureau Association. Are they a part of this at all? Do you connect with them because they have lots of members? It would seem to me that would be a good way to get the message out anyway.
Right. Yeah, no, those are great organizations. We opted to go for American Farmland Trust just because they have such a great track record over 41 years. I know the Farm Bureau also does have, they have got a great history as well. What we did with that partnership is we really leaned into AFT. They are national, so they have their regional staff, and they really have their pulse on farmers across the country. And they were actually able to connect with our grantees directly. Like I said, over 500 farmers applied to that grant program, so we didn't have any problem, finding anyone that was interested. And 96% of our grant recipients last year were underrepresented farmers. Those were beginning farmers, female-owned farms, BIPOC-owned farms, and LGBTQ. So we really did tap into the farmers that needed that assistance.
You know, one of the things that comes to mind that's been a part of a lot of the work that the National Farmers Union, well, all of them now are getting onto it, and the fact that black farmers couldn't get loans because they can't prove that they own their land, because after the Civil War, when they were given land grants, that was it. They were given land grants. They weren't given title to the land. And so here, these many decades later, as farmers try to get either government help and grants like this, or, and this is not a government program, but I'm making the point that they're another, maybe the largest part of the culture of farming that has been abused. And I'm not here as a somebody who's trying to beat the drum for a particular program or a particular group, but I find it most annoying to see how these people have been treated, and I wonder if there's some special thing that is being done for them, or is it just, generally speaking, all those who might have been affected by not being treated fairly?
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right, and it doesn't just go back to the Civil War. Even as recently as the 1970s and 80s, the USDA had some problems with historical discrimination, and they've admitted that, and they've actually been brought to court. So it's not just a century ago or two centuries ago. And only, I believe, like 1 to 2% of all U.S. farmers are black. And, you know, historically, obviously, they were critical to our agricultural system. So we feel that supporting black farmers is important, giving them the resources that they need to get a leg up, and just, you know, helping people that are truly in need. That's the focus, is making that impact. These are micro grants. So we're trying to go big by going small. We want to help more farmers rather than just a few. We know that $5,000, it's not going to save a farm or save a farmer, but we know that it could help push them through the pandemic just a little bit more, and that's what the focus was for that program last year. And we're really excited. We're actually continuing it into the next 2 years in a few different ways. So excited to talk about that today, too.
All right. So I also want to talk in the time that remains about how people who are listening to this program, who are individual farmers, what they can do to help what you're doing in giving back or trying to move farmers ahead. Hold on for a second. We'll continue. Jocelyn Brinson is here from the All for Farmers program. Doug Steffen, with a reminder about your health and well-being as we go into the winter months, people tend to, I mean, we've done this for the last year or more, packed on the pounds because of being sort of sequestered at home, and you put on that extra weight. Now, what do you do to not only get rid of it, but to keep it off? And that's where Calitrin comes in. Calitrin will eliminate the need for crash diets, eliminate the need for drugs, eliminate the need for stimulants. It's the all-natural, healthy choice that helps you lose weight, more importantly, keep it off. They have a 90-day program. They have a 180-day program. I just keep the stuff. I take it every single day because I think it's good for my metabolism. Basic ingredients are collagen protein, digestive enzymes, aloe vera, all put together, the prebiotics that are in it, really great for your gut. If you're a GAPS practitioner, this will help you a lot. Whatever you put into your body ought to help you lose weight, if you're serious. And that's really where Calitrin comes in. So go to toploss.com, which is the Calitrin website, and to check out what is there in terms of the guarantees, how it's worked for 86% of the people. Millions of people are on the program, worked 86% of the time. That's a pretty good track record. They've been around 24 years, another good sign. So let's get to breaking down the fats and getting rid of them the natural, productive way. Go to toploss.com, the website, toploss.com. Use the DJV code at checkout, DJV, for free shipping. And the deal that they have right now, this early fall deal, buy 3 units and get 3 free. Plus free shipping with the DJV code. Remember, it's at toploss.com.
I love the Army. You just have this brotherhood that you can't find anywhere else. Since coming home from war, I've tried so many different things. I just remember thinking, like, it's over.
After being forced to medically retire, Angie battled addiction to prescription medications, eventually losing her house and marriage. Then she found Wounded Warrior Project.
And so I went online, I signed up, and I knew that Wounded Warrior Project was definitely my new community. One of the staff members, she put me in for peer mentor training. It was like for the first time someone recognized something good about me and thought that I had something to give back to someone else. Are you doing okay otherwise?
I've kind of picked up woodworking with my grandfather.
Oh, yeah.
So
I saw 3D stuff.
All those activities gave me a new way to live without drugs, a new way to live without feeling like I'm broken. You can live a meaningful life after traumatic experiences.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
Are you suffering from too much house? Is your house too big for your current needs and you want to simplify your life? If you want to sell your house and downsize, or if you've inherited a property you don't need, then call my friends at the Home Buying Network today for a fast cash offer. We've helped hundreds of people just like you who want to sell a house and downsize fast. With no real estate commissions, fees, or other normal house selling hassles, we make selling your house easy. We don't list your house, we buy it for fast cash. In most cases, our specialists can buy your house in just a few days or when you want. Make this free call now to downsize your house and get a fast cash offer.
Paid for by the Sierra Group. Call 800-930-1737. 800-930-1737. 800-930-1737. That's 800-930-1737.
All right, let's finish our conversation now with Jocelyn Brinson, Director of Environment and Community Impact for Tillamook, as an example, as a member of a group of dairy producers that are getting the message out, getting the product out. And so, yes, I want to know more about how people who are patrons of organizations and operations like this, how do they do more, not only to learn about what you're doing and maybe try to apply it in their area, but what do farmers have to do?
Everyone was excited about the National Farmer Day, but maybe they weren't sure what to do. Tillamook has put together an All for Farmers website. It's allforfarmers.com, A-L-L-F-O-R, and then farmers.com. It's got a lot of information on there. First of all, you can learn more. Click on some farmer stories. see who some of our grant recipients are. We also have curated a special partnership with Food 52 this year. They are an online website with recipes, but we created a marketplace with a lot of really interesting goods. Some of my favorites are there's an apron that's co-branded, All for Farmers and 5-2. Bees, reusable food wraps. I actually like to wrap my cheese in its original wrapper, and then it's like a beeswax wrap. If you buy some of those products in that Food 5-2 marketplace, a portion will go towards American Farmland Trust. So great place for, you know, holiday shopping. And then we have a direct donation on our website, allforfarmers.com, where if you feel passionate, you know, even if it's $10 or $50, donate to that, and that will go straight to American Farmland Trust, because Tillamook has committed to underwrite their entire program for that Brighter Future Fund for the next 2 years. So we've committed another $500,000 for the next 2 years to help their staff, and their staff's goal is to raise $1 million. So if you have more funds, you can call up American Farmland Trust, and you can be a partner in this, and you can help with that grant program.
All right. So let's focus. I'm on the website now, which is pretty fantastic. And you can go there a couple of different, but allforfarmers.com is the one that I went to. A lot of educational opportunities there. Plus, you can learn how to buy these products. And why I'm going to focus on that for a moment is because one of the things that this program is all about is helping family farmers get successful and take ideas from others who have been successful and try to adapt it to your farm, to your circumstance. So what you've done here in the shop, the Tillamook shop, is show people how to package. You was talking about packaging the cheeses and stuff, how to sell it. You can shop there. You can get ideas there. I think that's one of the blessings of actually going to the website, because not only can you buy stuff, but you get ideas. Okay, this is how I can market my products, which is what, you know, I mean, you're trying to help people, right?
Yeah, I mean, the bees wrap, that was just one example on the Food 52 website. It's actually more of a reusable wrap for at home, but it is something that helps people live more sustainably. You know, a lot of people complain when they get a block of cheese, they cut it, and then they have to put another plastic on top of it.
Well, that's it. We have our packaging problem in America is huge. We throw waste so much stuff and throw things away. That's something that really does have to be dealt with. So it looks like you're getting into that, and that's another thing you can teach people who go to the website, right?
Yeah, exactly. And packaging is so critical for prevention of food waste. So we know that plastic is actually good to transport, you know, especially cheeses and liquid type of food. But it's important if you're at home, how can you reduce the additional packaging you use?
Yeah. All right. AllForFarmers.com. This has been a very educational time, as hopefully all my programs are here on the American Family Farmer. Jocelyn Bridson, continued success. Thanks for being here.
Hello, Mr. Crane. I'm calling about today's appointment. The tree is scheduled to fall on your RV at 2:14 today.
Any way we can reschedule? We're really enjoying our trip.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's our only opening.
Can it just be a little tree?
Let me check. No, sorry, our file says it's a huge one.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Is it 2:14 p.m. or a.m.?
You know, I'm not sure. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Well, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Yes, free. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free?
It's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/free. How much? Free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlic works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Here on the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen. A reminder of our podcast, every week we have these broadcasts that are heard on a couple of hundred radio stations around the country. I now belong to the national organization that is basically built around farm broadcasting. This program will find a life on a lot of state networks as well as what we're trying to do because it presents another point of view. It's not the same old, same old. And not that I find fault with that, but I get tired of listening to these people. I was listening in the car the other day on Sirius to the rural channel, and it's such a focus on, you know, big ag, and that's where the money is. That's where they get their advertisers. I understand that, but there's more to it than that. And with that in mind, I'm going to point you in the direction. The lady who is the guest here just said she was a certified crop advisor. I've been in farming all my life and never heard of what a certified crop advisor was. So I went, like a good boy, to the website to see what the heck this is all about. And apparently what they've done is get together with agronomists, the American Society of Agronomy, as a matter of fact, and they are teaching people more about the land, the best practices, if you will. And I know those of us who have been around for a long time think we know what the best practices are. And 9 times out of 10, we do. I know I don't always do. I don't have time sometimes to, and the staff I have, I'm, for example, frustrated because I can't get about 45 acres of open land that I wanted to seed down this fall. It's too damn wet, so I can't get on it. And I wish I could find a way to seed it without going on the land. And you say, well, that sounds kind of silly. But there are. You can hire a helicopter. to seed if you smooth the land out. But that's the problem. I can't even get it smooth. I can't get on so much of it because it's so wet. So anyway, these people have ideas on how to do that. And they're all over our country, all over Canada as well. And they're pretty busy. They're pretty active. It's an active website here with not only education, but you can become certified by going through the courses on the website and then taking the exams. And there are a lot of people, employers, farm folks who are looking to find people who are more attuned to better growing practices. And I think that's something we've many of us learned by doing, for sure. But we're going to get more people into agriculture, and we're going to do it the right way. I'm not telling you that this is the only way, and I'm not even telling you that it may be the right way or the best way. But it's another way, at least, to look at some sort of an education. Education is fabulous, and it's important, and I have a degree in this and a degree in that. But real-life experiences, most doctors will tell you that they never use the stuff they've learned in school because it's outdated. It's outmoded. And so the way I practice, because I use older tractors, I wouldn't buy a new tractor to save my soul. I wasn't going to play into that nonsense with the right to repair and all that stuff, which is becoming part of the everyday life on big farms or even family farms that are buying new equipment, especially the John Deere stuff. It's almost impossible for you to work on it, and that's part of the tradition of a farm. Fix your stuff. Fix your own stuff. Because the margins are so tight anyway on most farms, it's, you know, you can't be paying $90 an hour to somebody to come out and fix your tractors, not and stay in business. And I don't understand why John Deere and some of these other manufacturers don't see that. They're making it very difficult, or maybe they don't care about your business. Maybe they just want the big ag business, and so where they might have, you know, a need for 50 tractors and they have four or five spares, so it doesn't make any difference. But for the average farmer that I know, who's working maybe 100 acres to 200 or 400 acres, or maybe even less, that has maybe three, four, five, six tractors to do the job. I know somebody who is about 40 miles from me that I know fairly well, he did have a dairy operation and he stopped and he's growing, has great produce. He's kept all his old tractors, and that's what he does on his land. He uses the old International tractors and a few Masseys, kind of like I do. Anyway, I got off on a tangent a little bit there, but that's when I take this last 5 minutes of the program to talk about things that are important to me, and hopefully I can relay that import to you. In terms of marketing, I see, back to the Certified Crop Advisor website, marketing, no matter what your age, no matter what kind of a farm you've got, if you don't have a handle on how to market your products, then you're dead. Because that's where people get information these days. All the farmers' markets, all the successful farms, all have a huge media, social media presence on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. So take that to heart. Some thoughts from Doug Steffen, that's me, on the American Family Farmer.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.